This is a really good example of how the Immigration Department treat the distinction between having a residence visa and being entitled to a residence visa and actually coming into Hong Kong as a visitor. Because if you still have a valid limit of stay endorsed in your passport, even if it's for just 2 hours, as we've seen in this instance, then the immigration officer will admit you on that basis, because the expiry will only occur through the passage of time. It's also a good example to illustrate the reason that I always advise clients that are in a similar situation, that have a residence visa endorsed in their passport but don't have the ability to get that residence visa extended for any given reason, but do want to come back to Hong Kong or remain in Hong Kong at least for a short term as a visitor in the wake of the expiry of that residence visa, why I advise them to take the 11 o'clock p.m. ferry over to Macau. By the time they've finished that trip to Macau on the cusp of the expiry of their residence visa, they will come back in and be a visitor at the time of the sort of 1:32 a.m. Presentation of the circumstances to the immigration officer, and then that gets them in as a visitor. So a great example, and I'm glad you've raised it. The key question here is technical overstay. Overstay, technical or otherwise, requires an immediate reporting to the Director of Immigration down in Wan Chai. Effectively go down to the second floor, tell the officers there at the reception desk at the information counter that you're an overstay and you need to rectify it immediately. They'll then tell you exactly where you need to report to get to grips with those circumstances. And you'll find that depending on the length of the overstay, the Immigration Department will seek to rectify it and then give you a short period of stay as a visitor, whereupon you're expected to leave and then come back again, which if that's what you plan to do, which then sort of brings me to the second part of the question, which is what to tell the admissions officer. Well, like everything in life, you know, the truth is the best policy. And simply just explain to the immigration officer when he or she is assessing your bona fides as a visitor exactly what went on that gave rise to you needing to make this this short jaunt off to Macau and back. Explain what your intentions are, and in my experience, the immigration officer will be able to appreciate what your residence profile has been, will understand what it is that you're trying to achieve, and should admit you really without any questions asked, and give you a 3-month limit of stay when you present yourself. So that's really the shape of it, and that's how I think you'll find that will unfold. I hope you find this useful.